When Randy Schmuck picked the location of his home on a small plateau outside Granby, he says it was the forest that drew him there. The backyard was thick with lodgepole pines.
Yeah, he was all alone up here. I couldn't see any of this. Yeah, these big, huge trees like what's laying down here now.
Then the tiny mountain pine beetle decided to take up residence on his property. Within a few years, the entire forest was gone. More than 1,000 trees have been taken down on Schmuck's property. When did you notice the first infested or dead tree?
Oh, probably around 2004, something like that.
And it hasn't stopped since.
I mean, how do you get rid of them? There's only one way. Cut them down and get them out of here.
Sounds of the nearby highway now spill into his open windows. A formerly invisible trailer park is now in full view from his back deck, and high winds whip across his patio. All of this is annoying, but Schmuck says the biggest hit has been to his property value, already suffering from the housing crisis. A backyard that looks like a logging site has made things worse.
I will drive up here just to kind of give you an overview.
It's the same story 70 miles away in Summit County. Okay. Sam Kirk is the property manager for a neighborhood of 18 homes outside Silverthorne.
We used to go through there and sometimes get lost. It was so thick. Not anymore.
Beetles took roost in Kirk's neighborhood in 2003 and made quick work of old-growth pine that surrounded these modest-sized homes. Homeowners Association meetings quickly turned to how to control the tiny beetle. Kirk says once cutting began, the worry turned to home values.
We bought here and built here because we were in Mother Nature. And I remember vividly one person say, but you can't take those trees down. That's why we bought, quote unquote.
All told, the homeowners ended up spending more than $170,000 spraying for the bug and then removing the dead and infested trees. They've been at it for almost 10 years now, and the neighborhood is filled with piles of dead pine and meadows peppered with rotting tree stumps. This area is considered ground zero for the mountain pine beetle epidemic in Colorado, and the devastation caused by the bug has piqued the interest of economists.
Incredible. I had no idea just how many trees are dead. Any broad sweeping view, you'll see the brown trees in there or red. So we figured this got to have some effect on these homes.
Klaus Moltner is an environmental economist at Virginia Tech. He's part of a research team trying to pin down the amount of damage the mountain pine beetle has had on home prices throughout the epidemic. He says the pine beetle occurred on such a scale, it had to show up in home values.
Much like somebody tells you, hey, you're going to have a Superfund site within 10 miles, you know, starting in 3 years. We're going to dump some toxic waste there. Probably your home value might react, right?
His team is combing through more than a decade of home sales in all of Colorado's counties. They find homes close to beetle kill that have been resold within the 10-year span, control for the housing bubble burst, and tease out the real effect the dead trees have had on values. They started with Larimer County and the forests near Fort Collins. The study's in its initial stages, but preliminary numbers show around a 5% decline. That's roughly a $3.5 million impact to home values in Larimer County alone. Moltner will soon start looking at other counties and examining the effects of what's now called viewshed contamination. It's when you look out your front window and see a forest of dead trees. The news might not be as bad as it sounds, though. Jason Adams is a real estate broker in Frisco.
Truthfully, if you've never been in the neighborhood and you didn't see it when it was more of a dense forested neighborhood, you wouldn't know the difference. Like our location is Summit County. You're here to be close to world-class skiing, the lake, you know, that type of thing. None of that's changed.
Adams says what he's seen is a localized crisis. Certain homes in heavily cut areas or in neighborhoods that haven't been cut at all are going to see their home prices drop. In part, it's a psychological shift in mountain resorts decimated by pine beetle. Adams has just changed his sales pitch.
You know, we've seen all these fires in the Front Range, so obviously fire danger is just, you know, on everybody's mind. And the truth of the matter is a lot of these neighborhoods now are probably safer than they were before.
Back in Sam Kirk's neighborhood outside Silverthorne, the homeowners are going through a similar psychological shift.
Just like in the grief process, there's the denial, you know, and then the anger, and then the acceptance. We're pretty much into the acceptance phase now.
It's a lot to accept. The homes are worth less than what they once were. And as for the return of the trees, that will be a long time coming. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Luke Runyon.